No one wants their medical records or their personal information made public information, and that's what Amendment 6 would do in essence.
She said that's because
it would take personal information gathered during family planning and make it public record.
Amendment 6 would overrule certain parts of Florida's right to privacy law. Supporters of the measure say that component paves the way to require parental consent for a minor to undergo an abortion procedure. Jim Frankowiak acknowledged that it would affect adult women, too.
But our emphasis, this is a step leading to future state legislation that would bring back the need for parental consent for minor women.
Prior court rulings have set a precedent that Florida's privacy laws are broader than the federal government's. That keeps Florida from enacting parental consent legislation. Amendment 6 would not require parental consent for minors seeking abortions, but it would make a law requiring consent legal under Florida's constitution. Frankowiak said parents should have the right to weigh in on what he sees as an important, long-lasting medical decision.
You know, today kids can't get an aspirin at school, can't get a body piercing or a tattoo without parental consent, but a girl under the age of 18 can get an abortion without parental consent. That's just not right.
Opponents of the measure argue that this is just another on a long list of efforts to ultimately ban abortion. I Am Choice supporter Ramona Bethke said she's really worried about what could happen if the amendment passes.
This is the gateway. This issue is the gateway. If this passes, it's going to open the door so wide, we're probably never going to be able to close it again.
Initiatives like declaring that a fetus is a person and can feel pain at a certain gestational age have popped up in states across the country. Ayeli Hunt, founder of I Am Choice, said women need to charge the polls this election cycle to make sure this amendment doesn't pass.
If not now, when? If women do not stand up and demand their voices be heard with a huge turnout in this November's election, then when? Will we wait until Roe v. Wade has been overturned and women are getting underground abortions, seeking medical attention for botched abortion procedures, and then being arrested for murder in the hospital bed because the personhood amendment passed?
The ballot initiative would also ban any state funding for abortions unless it was required for a woman's health or in the case of rape or incest. Mary Freeman, president of the Democratic Women's Club of Upper Pinellas, said Amendment 6 is redundant.
First of all, when people go in to vote, they're going to see, you know, the first line that says prohibiting, you know, the government interference with, you know, government support for abortions. Well, it's already, I mean, that's already a law. I mean, come on, you know.
Freeman is referring to the Hyde Amendment. It's a federal provision that bars public funds from being used for non-medically necessary abortions. Freeman said she thinks the people pushing a similar state law are only doing it because of their religious beliefs.
They shouldn't let their religious beliefs, you know, be come into a factor in what happens to other women. And I mean, they should just, you know, think about themselves and not worry about everybody else. Let everybody make their own choices.
But Amendment 6 supporter Frankowiak said the ballot initiative has nothing to do with religion.
Whether you're pro-life or pro-choice, doesn't make any difference. No government funds for abortion. And national polls repeatedly say that the majority of Americans do not want government dollars used for abortions, with certain exceptions.
And as for the argument that the legislation isn't necessary because federal law already bans public funding for abortions, Frankowiak said,
we want federal and state law to be aligned and consistent. That's not the case now.